Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with some of the news you might have missed from our community, but stuff you really need to know that's going on. It's all about people helping people during the month of June as the community comes together for fundraisers, events, and even a good old-fashioned hoedown in Columbus County. Mission Serve is on its way back to Columbus County to help out some of the folks in our area who've had storm damage. Eat some ice cream, put on your dancing shoes, and just get ready to have a wonderful summer here in Columbus County. There's just so much going on. Let's take a look at what's going on in our community. Columbus County Parks and Recreation has opened up registration for a free new program for kids this summer. The organization has launched their Canoe Adventures at Lake Waccamaw State Park for young explorers. That's going to be on July 16th and August 12th from 9 to 11 a.m. Participants must are ages 12 to 15 who will paddle along the calm, scenic waters of Lake Waccamaw while being guided by park staff. Now, spots are limited to 12 per session, and registration will remain open until the program is filled. You can look for more on this story on our website in the Good News to see how to sign up. Taver City Police Department has added another member to their ranks. Jordan Hux, a former Horry County officer and South Carolina Highway Patrolman, was sworn in as a full-time officer for TCPD. Congratulations and welcome to the family, officer. Columbus County Animal Protective Services is having a free rabies clinic today from 8 until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. The clinic is free and is open to the public. Dogs and cats are welcome. And, of course, ferrets are also required to get shots according to state law. These are the one-year rabies shots. Make sure that your animals are in a carrier or on a leash. Again, that is from 8 until noon. At 819 Farmers Union Road. Oh, we're not even close to being finished yet, folks. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Welcome back to the good news, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the lighter stories from our community. Fair Bluff is adding another event to their first Saturday market that's held each month. On June 7th, they will include a livestock swap. Vendors will have eggs, chickens, goats, cows, ducks, and more up for grabs. If you want to expand your flock or your herd, or if you want to get one started, or if you want to move some out, that's going to be the place to be. The swap will run from 7 to 11 a.m. on Riverside Drive in Fair Bluff. Call 910-833-4772. Graduation times and dates have been set for local high schools in Columbus County. East Columbus seniors will walk on June 7th at 3 p.m. South Columbus will hand out diplomas at 10 a.m. on June 7th. West Columbus will have their class graduation on June 6th at 6 p.m. If you cannot attend a senior's graduation ceremony, you can always watch the live stream on the Columbus County Schools Facebook page. Columbus Baptist Association needs your help to prepare for the arrival of Mission Serve. This group of over 300 teens and their youth leaders pay out of their own pockets to come to Columbus County to volunteer their time and labor for the community. The CBA needs donations of bottled water, Gatorade, and Powerade to distribute to the kids while they're working. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Columbus Baptist Association office. That's located at 208 South Thompson in Whiteville. Now, if you have a large number of items to donate, pickups can be arranged. Call 910-642-2155. The Columbus County Farmers Market will be hosting the Hoedown at Sundown on Saturday, June 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the market. The evening will include music, dancing, food and food trucks, games, a photo booth, and more. The cost is $15 for couples, $10 for adults, and $5 for children 10 and under. The farmer's market can be found at 132 Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville. And remember, if you have a senior citizen who's a relative, know someone who's a shut-in, or someone that is disabled and lives alone, you can sign them up for the We Call, We Care program through the Whiteville Police Department at no cost. Look up this story on our website or call 910-642-5111 for more information. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about the great things happening around you. Little kids with big fish, birthday parties, anniversaries, folks having a 100th year, 100th birthday. Just any kind of good news, folks. We always have room for it, and it's always free. And remember, we've got our VBS list that's going on right now in our church news section, so send your submissions our way. We will get the news out there for you at no charge. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our offices at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thanks for sharing the good news.